What changes did you actually make to your diet?
Remembering back now, I ate a lot of sugar. Okay, a lot of processed food as a kid, especially at my largest age, because that was the one thing I could control. You know, in that state, I couldn't control my parents going through separation and divorce. I couldn't control where we lived. I couldn't control so many variables in my life because they were outside of me. But the things that I could control was what I put in my mouth. I could control whether I decided to move my body or not. Those are things that I had complete control over, and I was not choosing a positive action. You know, I was choosing to play a lot of video games, watch TV, and vegetate, not move my body. And I was also choosing to fill my body with empty calories, and a lot of them. So it was no surprise that I got to where I was over that period of 5 years. I mean, it just gradually happened over time, and like compound interest, it just kept building. And when I made my decision to make some changes, I went and got some books on nutrition, and I just started to eat more whole foods, you know, started to prepare the meals. Actually, I started to cook, you know, and my mom, being a single mom raising two boys, she would buy the groceries and I'd make the dinners for us, you know, before she got home from work. And I started to really enjoy that process because I had ownership in what I was making, and I started to educate myself on herbs and just the different ways of getting food flavors naturally without all the salts and the sugars and all the sauces and all that. And it's amazing what you can do when you start to experiment and call it alchemy, if you will. I was playing around with food, right? And I educated myself on macronutrients, the building blocks of life and benefits of water and just all the usual stuff that you talk about and teach your students all the time. I started to educate myself on those simple principles as well. And I developed a really healthy relationship with my food. I really started to pay close attention to how I felt after I ate, in particular that 30, 60, 90 minute window after I'd eaten. How was I feeling? Was my energy good, or was I feeling like I needed more sugar or something to pick me up? Because if I was needing to pick me up, obviously I had something not in balance, you know? So that was it. I just started to have almost like a dialogue with my food and getting to know it and develop that relationship.